We've been talking for years now about the drug epidemic on our streets, and what that leads to is the worst property crime in the United States among major cities and regions. We have the worst property crime because there are so many addicts who are looking to get their next fix. I got a really interesting email from a listener named Sydney. Her family had quite the story, and Sydney joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Sydney, thanks for coming on with me this afternoon.
Hi, Dory. Of course.
You sent me an email about what happened Friday night with your brother's car. So it was just parked at a pub, and tell me what happened.
Yeah, his car was parked at a pub in downtown Everett, and he actually, being a good citizen, called an Uber and got a ride home after drinking a little bit too much.
Okay.
And when he went back the next day with my mom to go get the car, it wasn't there. So they talked to the pub. They didn't tow it. They ended up calling the police, and the police came, and they filed a stolen car report.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the keys, I assume, were not in the car. Do you know how somebody would have driven away in it?
The keys were not in the car. However, he did lose his keys that night. And so we think that they might have found the keys, and then it just happened to find the car as well, too.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. And in this case, they did find the car. And how much later did they locate it?
Yeah, so they found the car on Monday around 2 o'clock in the afternoon over still in Everett. It was over by Mariner High School.
Okay. All right. And then, I mean, that's good news. Your car gets stolen. You get it back within a couple of days. But tell my listeners about the strange discovery inside the car.
Yeah, so when we went to go pick up the car from the tow lot, we looked inside and realized it looked like someone had actually been living in there for the past, or over the weekend, for the past couple of days. So when we finally got the car home and started to go through it, there was four bags of clothes. There was a messenger bag that had notebooks in it. And then when I was digging underneath the seat, I pulled out a black bag full of needles. There's probably 150 needles in that bag. So after realizing that, we immediately put gloves on and called the police and asked them if they wanted to come help us as well to go through the car just with finding needles.
Sure.
And as we went through more stuff, we found an entire drug kit. So it had like more needles. It had their spoons and other paraphernalia. And that was all in their bags and everything.
Yeah, that is so disgusting. That's, your car is so important to all of us, and to think about some drug addict thief living in it and shooting up in it, it is a really disgusting thought.
Yeah, and to make it even worse, we figured out that they went and bought air fresheners, and they actually made it look like they were going to take the car for quite a while, like buying air fresheners to like clean it up a little bit. And we found a bunch of like different receipts in there. So they honestly did live in it over the weekend. So it looked like they were trying to keep it for quite a while.
And then what was the police response when you got hold of them?
The police response was actually kind of frustrating once we found the needles in the car. Up until that point, they'd been really supportive. But they never searched the car when they originally found it. They just towed it. And then once we found the needles, we called the local sheriff. And they came, and they were actually pretty upset that they had to come over to us and to retrieve all the needles. And they didn't even offer to continue to look through the car to make sure that we could be safe searching the car. And I know in a previous instance, when I lived in Portland, my car was actually stolen down there as well by drug addicts. And when we went to go retrieve the car, the police officer, we hopped in it, and the police officer suddenly realized he didn't search the car to make sure that we wouldn't get poked or anything like that.
Sure.
And so he apologized and went through and searched the car. So having that prior knowledge, I was kind of frustrated that the police officer up here didn't actually want to go through the car, was upset to come get all the needles. And on top of finding all of the needles, we actually had IDs and addresses and information from in all of the bags. And they didn't even want to get any of the information of the people who stole the car.
Did they explain why? Did you ask? Because this is such a serious problem around here. And if you have IDs and evidence, you would think that handing them, not on a silver platter, that they still have to do some police work, but I would think that they'd be thrilled to be able to go after these guys.
That's what we thought too, but honestly, like, they just told us to shred it, and we were so upset at that point for them, one, being upset about having to come get the needles, and then hearing that, my mom and I just walked away, and we let my dad deal with the police officer, because we couldn't believe, like, we had information for who took it, we had all the needles, like, I don't know what more that they would necessarily want, like, I feel like that's what you would need in a police investigation, and it's frustrating to just think that they're allowing these people to just continue to be out on the streets, and to continue to do this.
Well, and then people wonder why we have such a tremendous drug and crime problem, and that's the answer right there. If the police won't even go after somebody when you give them phone numbers and evidence, of course drug addicts from around the country are going to come to our region, because the word is out that you can get away with not only the drug use but the crime in the Puget Sound area more easily than anywhere else in the country these days.
Absolutely, yeah. And after seeing that, I listen to your show all the time, and I know each area is a little different and things like that, and I just always thought the police in our area were so on top of things.
Yeah.
But to see that and see how they handled the drug and that kind of crime, it's really frustrating to see, and makes me question why where are my tax dollars going, and like, what are they actually doing to try and stop this issue around the neighborhood?
Yeah, well, I'd love to get answers from the Snohomish County Sheriff's Department. So let's stay in touch on this. And you have a case number and all of that, I assume?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Maybe next week I'll try to get into this a little bit with them and figure out why the response was so lacking. Well, I appreciate you reaching out to me, Sydney, and sharing your story. And like I said, the reason I keep telling these stories is because until we make changes in our leadership around here, we're going to continue to be one of the worst drug and crime areas in the country. And it's just a shame what's happened to our region here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for letting me share my story with you.
Absolutely. Okay, Sydney, all my best. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Sydney Shea. I'd love to get your comments on this. You can text me. It's the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. That's 98973. We have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.